Hello. Welcome to the Woman Christian CEO Podcast, the inspirational podcast designed for women of faith. Here is your host, Shea Shazinga.
Hey everyone, this is your girl, Coach Shea Chisinga, and welcome back to the Woman Christian CEO podcast show. Today it is September the 10th, and I'm extremely excited to always come and share inspiration, motivation, transformation for you to do what you've been called and chosen to do in the world. So I am excited to come again. We on our third series, or the number three of the series that we've been doing. In the series we've been doing, it is called Your Personal Issues Are Affecting Your Money. Your personal issues are affecting your money. So if you can remember a couple of podcast shows back, the first one we dealt with your low self-esteem. The second one we dealt with was your procrastination. And now today we're going to be dealing with the shiny object syndrome. So this is our third one of the series. This is going to be ending this series. So if you haven't had the opportunity to go back and listen to the other ones, you want to do that. On August the 9th, it was the low self-esteem. On August the 22nd, it was the procrastination. And today, September the 10th, it is a shiny object syndrome. It's going to be a great topic, great information, because I know that all of us do and have struggled with this area. So we're going to talk about that. So you will not allow this sneaky thing to get in to hinder the flow of focus, strategy, and creating massive revenue and income in your business. But before I get there, I got one great announcement I want to share, is that if you have not downloaded the free training of the Woman Christian CEO Launch Your Life Coaching Empire, it is absolutely free, 42 minutes. It is a webinar presentation that is sharing principles, strategies on how you can move forward in building an amazing coaching business. What we do here at the Woman Christian CEO Life Coach School, we really come alongside of coaches who are either new or even have been coaching, and you have not created the income that you desire. And so what does an empire look like? An empire, when I say that, it means that you are coaching, you're speaking, you're training, you have products and services that you are serving your amazing ideal community and tribe. You're even having your own workshops, conferences, of things of that sort. And that is what we do here, helping you build profitable coaching business, not just becoming certified. Even if you've already been through a certification program before and you yet haven't earned the income that you desire to earn, well, this is the amazing organization, a company that can get you there. And so download that free training. Not only that, coming up in November, it is our last training of the year, November 14th through the 16th. It is in the greater Sacramento area here at our Entrepreneurial Business Center. And if you're ready to move forward, get going, and be prepared for the year 2020 of building your profitable business, even closing out 2019 ready, then this is the training that you want to be a part of. All you need to do is click that link in our information, or go to womanchristianceo.com, TheWomanChristianCEO.com. Let me slow down a little bit here. TheWomanChristianCEO.com, and you can get signed up and registered to get in a part of this training. It is what I know you need, especially if you believe that you've been called to coach to build a profitable coaching business serving your community. So without further ado, let's get into this topic today, of dealing with that shiny object syndrome. So what is a shiny object syndrome? It is a condition where is a business person is constantly being distracted by a sparkly new idea. OMG. How many of you have you done that? I know I have. Oh, my Lord. And if any of my friends watching this, they know that I've done this. I get so excited and overwhelmed. Oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And then I jump ship on my goals and my ideas that I'm already working on because I got distracted. And so we look at things like, oh, look at this idea. This is awesome potential. Then you'll go grab your domain, you know, your new.com or your new.org, and then you move forward with that. And then guess what? You end up going doing something totally different. And not only that, it sets you back from reaching the goals that you've already set. Listen, I've been there. I've done that. And some to extent, I still do it. So I've always got to be cautious. Is this a shiny object syndrome, or is it really a God-inspired idea? It is the nature of the beast. When we are business owners, we are always coming up with new ideas. So first of all, I don't want you to feel bad that you'd have shiny object syndrome. Don't beat yourself up. It is what we do with the shiny object syndrome that can cause us to affect our income and be distracted on building that profitable business. Having a lot of ideas, it is what makes us great entrepreneurs. But acting on too many ideas fragments your time and your resource. I'm going to say that again. But when we act on too many ideas, it fragments our time and our resources. It sets us back. It causes us to take longer to reach our goals. So the biggest issue with the shiny object syndrome, it is that those with the worst case are always chasing something new and never finishing what you start. Let me share this. I work with amazing people. I got amazing clients. And I'm telling you, this shiny object syndrome, it is an epidemic. Every week or every session, they have a new idea. Oh, Shay, I'm gonna do this. God told me to do it. The Holy Spirit told me to do it. And I'm not discrediting that, absolutely. But I begin to wonder, is it really the Holy Spirit, or is it really God telling you to do something, or is it your shiny object syndrome? And another issue that comes up with shiny object syndrome, the idea that we originally have that I believe is God-inspired, God-given, that is going to cause you to get where you desire to be, because it doesn't happen fast enough, you jump ship onto something totally different. And because of that, it's a setback. That's what shiny object syndrome looks like. You never start what you finish. And so for those who are listening to this right now, don't jump ship on the idea that you have. Be patient. And roll that program, that service, that new product, that new event, that new training, write it out to the end. Let me share something. This coming in 2020, these last few months, I have been planning along with my team of getting very tight and clear about our focus and scaling back. What are we going to be doing? What are we really going to be focusing on moving forward? That's going to take us to the next level. So I made a comment one time on Facebook. I said, sometimes you have to scale back in order to scale up. A lot of the things that we have implemented in our business have been shiny objects, shiny objects. They have served you for a moment, but it's not going to elevate you to the new level that you desire. So sometimes you got to scale back so you can scale up to where you desire to be. So moving in 2020, we're not doing any big conferences. We're not doing any types of retreats. We are very clear that for the entire year, we're focusing on training, equipping, and building a massive coaching school to serve as many women and men for them to build their coaching businesses. So what can you do that's going to get you to the next goal that you desire to be in? So at some point, you have to make a decision to stop taking impulsive actions on all your ideas and focus in on the projects you've already started. Can I read that again? And this is, I am reading this. So at some point, you have to make a decision to stop taking impulsive actions on all of your ideas and focus in on the projects that you've already started. Simply said, finish what you've started. Finish what you have begun. And as I said before, ride that out. Let the goals manifest by being committed to what you already said you desire to do. And listen, I know this may be easier said than done, but listen, so you have to get really clear and really focused on your strategy. So here's a few things I'm going to share with you. I got three ideas. Number one, I want you to write it down, put it in an envelope, and mail it to yourself. If you still love the idea when it arrives in the mail, you could take action. No, I'm just kidding. You don't have to do that. You do not have to do that. But listen, though, I do want you to write it down. Start an idea journal in which stores all of your ideas. If you do this, you will be able to relax and know that those ideas can be accessed and act upon later. And that's what I have done. If an idea comes to me and I'm like, oh, that's a great idea, but I know that I'm already working on some goals and I know I'm already working on a few things, I actually just write it down and I will revisit it later when the time permits me to invest or move into that new idea. Another thing that I do when I see other people that I'm in, I see a lot of people that are doing great things and I get inspired by, you know what I start telling myself? Shaya, stay focused. Stay focused on your goals. Stay focused. I literally repeat that in my mind because I don't want to, again, get distracted and lose focus on what the goals I'm trying to do. Here's another idea. Consult with your mentor. Even ask a coach, getting your coach help in evaluating whether it is time sensitive enough to take priority over your existing projects. So sometimes this is where your coach comes in, your mentor comes in, and you want to weigh out the idea. Is it a right time to jump over what I'm already doing, or should I, again, park this idea until the time is right? Here's another idea that you can do. Spend time researching your competitors. This serves a great reality check. It will help you decide whether to go for it or let it go. I've done that also. I've researched to see what my, and I don't want, like to use the word competitor all the time, but other people who are doing the same thing that I do, is it profitable? Is it the right time for me to do it? Am I doing it because everyone else is doing it? Is it going to generate the income I desire now, as I mentioned before? And so really, really begin to research, are your other people that does the same thing you do, your competitors, are they successful in it? Do they got the team to push it through? Do they have the financial backing to push them through? So that's the things that you want to look at before you jump on an idea. Guys, don't use God as an escape or an excuse to not be committed to your first priority and your first goal. And most of all, to not be patient to allow the goals that you have set to become manifest and to become into fruition. Remember, God is all good. I'm sorry. Remember, good is the enemy of great. Good is the enemy of great. We're taking on too many ideas. Will eventually find yourself embracing good enough. Attitude for each one. Instead of pursuing great success by putting more focus on fewer projects, you'll work harder and earn less. This is certainly not what you're aiming for, right? Above all, pray about your ideas. Ask God to give you discernment and direction. I'm going to read that again because I want to make sure that, you know, sometimes when you're reading something, you can lose the meaning, but I want to say it again. Remember, good is often the enemy of great. When you're taking on too many ideas, you will eventually find yourself embracing a good enough attitude for one for each of your goals. Instead of pursuing a great success by putting more on fewer projects. And I shared an example of what we're doing for 2020. This is not certainly what you're aiming for. You don't want that to be just good enough. You want to be great in what God has given you to do. But above all, pray. Pray about your ideas. Ask God to give you discernment and direction. So that is our last part of our series today of overcoming your personal issues that are affecting your money. Today, we deal with the shiny object syndrome. And I hope this podcast will inspire you to really look and review what you're dealing with, what you're doing, so you could become really focused on what God has given you to do. And to make sure that we're not being distracted by what others are doing and thinking that it's better if I go do something different. If you just stay focused on what you're already doing, put in the work, put in the time, you're going to reach your goals. And remember, don't forget to go download your free training. Go to thewomanchristianceo.com. Just click on free training and you can download it there. And if you're ready to move forward in our training that's happening November the 14th through the 16th, also go to thewomanchristianceo.com and click on become a coach. Once you click on that, it will give you all the information you need to get registered and sign up. Well, I hope I've shared something to inspire you today. And until next time, be blessed. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening, Lady CEOs. Please share this podcast with your community. Don't forget to receive your free gift, the Coaching Starter Kit.